Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What I am slaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people, mad exorbitant for info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a info. Maniac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it. Cardian, you won't be fighting the illin, you're just partying down. With the funky style with yours truly, the original B-I-Z, I mean, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show. As long as you know that.
Nobody beats the band.
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 Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
This is a journey.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking it till I hit my last note. My mind remains defined, all kind of ideas. self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo with, so Eric B, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap, make a clap, make a clap to this.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
What up? Thanks for rocking with us, helping you to get over this hump. Hump Day Wednesday, T.M. Hyman Inside the Social Lab. Thanks for rocking T.M. Hyman Radio. Folks are listening. Yo, we got new listeners tonight. Folks couldn't wait. Hey, hanging out with us. We are up close and personal tonight. Christopher Williams, you know him. You remember him. As a matter of fact, I just saw the flick yesterday, New Jack City. It's crazy how New Jack City, regardless of how many times we watch it, it's just as interesting as the last time you watched
you saw it, right.
we feel real privileged to have Mr. Christopher Williams hanging out tonight. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show. You definitely a New Jack City fan.
What? Rock-a-bye, baby.
Rock-a-bye.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
No doubt. Hey, let's go on down to the Tampa Bay area, straight up I-4 to my girl, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, everybody. You know, I love New Jack City. Yes, that was my joint right there. Pretty, I never liked it anyway.
Okay.
Let's go up to the DMV with that dude, Stace Dane, kicking the door in, taking us back to the 90s. What up, Stace?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to it, man. You know, Christopher Williams, the finest memory that I have of the situation is that was the era when the light skinned brother was reigning supreme. Him and Albie Shore was at the top of the food chain.
Top of the chain
at that point. I mean,
that's
no
right. They was on posters on people's walls.
I mean, unstoppable. Yeah. All the write on magazines, word ups, fresh.
Yeah.
Remember them joining?
No
articles.
Up in my locker. Mm-hmm.
No articles, straight posters. Straight to
the light skin waving.
He's back with a new single called Too Late, off of a forthcoming album that you can expect early next year called Soul Krona. I'll tell you something that I did not know, and we're going to hop right to it. Mr. Christopher Williams, born and raised in the Bronx, nephew of Ella Fitzgerald, who had a very strong influence on him, along with Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. Did not know that.
You got to repeat that. Your phone, when you said we did not know.
I said that he was, he being Christopher Williams, raised in the Bronx, is the nephew of the late, great Ella Fitzgerald, which I did not know.
Nice.
It was Ella, Frank Sinatra, and Count Basie that heavily influenced them to actually want to get in the game. And so, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, because we know time is money, welcome to the show, Mr. Christopher Williams. Mr. Williams, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, what's up, T? Thanks for having me, man. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's happening? What's happening?
Dude, you're too cool for school, man. You sound like you got the cigar and the smoking jacket popping right now.
Yes.
Nah. I actually just came from climbing a little mountain, so I'm a little beat up a little bit, but I'm happy to be on the phone with everybody. What's going on?
Hey.
Man, well, we definitely appreciate you for stopping past tonight, brother. Man, where have you been outside of collecting checks? Because I know New Jack City rolls at least multiple times a week.
Actually, real thankful for New Jack City. Like you said, it's like a soap opera. It's on some cable channel in the world every day. So that's definitely been a blessing, you know. I've just been in the theater, man. Like, the music climate changed, and, you know, sometimes you got to change with it. And, you know, I love the theater as much as music. So we started doing my first play I did with Richard Roundtree, Alan Payne, and Michael Bazin. And it was called Men Cry in the Dark with Lavelle Crawford, and Monifa was also in the play. She played my love interest. So that ran for 3 years. And I've basically been involved in about 3 or 4 plays that have ran for about 2-3 years at a time. So I've been going around the country and going around the radio and just, you know, like you said, just continuing to work and sharpening my craft as an actor and a producer, a director in the theater. And then the people in the theater just started letting me know they wanted me to come back and make another record. So that made it, you know, I always wanted to, but that made it encouraging. And seeing El DeBarge and then Uncle Charlie doing this thing, I was like, man, I want to get a piece of that. I want to get a piece of that.
Most definitely.
And there'll always be a Christopher Williams market out there. Let's not get that twisted at all. Always.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're easy on the eyes? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working out hard too. I'm working out hard.
We're gonna have a video with no shirt on.
That's right, Jim.
We're gonna leave the no shirt to Trey Songz, but I will have a white beat on.
You let me know, okay? You know, you let Adam Zero know before you do that.
Chris, you mentioned the plays. What many people don't know is that you've actually starred in over 30 successful off-Broadway gospel plays.
Well, actually, like I was saying, they haven't all been gospel. There are a few have been gospel. I did a play with Shirley Murdoch that really ran for a long time called Just Be a Man About It. But actually, ironically, the main plays that really stuck, again, when they gave the number 30, that is true between the ones that we've produced, tried to put up, and I've worked with, just had an amazing journey to work with a lot of different people, from Lisa Ray to Clifton Powell, Malik Yoba, Casey and JoJo, Tank, again, Alan Payne, Richard Roundtree, Lavelle Crawford, Marcus Cole from Commission. So what happens is you throw them up and then some stick. But the ones that actually stuck, ironically, I did a play called The Cleanup Woman, about a successful family. My wife was a newscaster, written by J.D. Lawrence, a cat out of New York who studied with Juilliard, a wonderfully talented young black cat. And he basically put Jack A. Harry, George Wilburn, and Thelma Hopkins together, who are television stars, and we did a play together. And the late, great Ollie Woodson actually starred in. When he passed away, Fred Hammond came in and filled in. So, again, it's been, you know, it's always a creative and wonderful journey fusing all these great talents together. But the ones that stuck were mainly not gospel plays. They were just like dramedies, just funny slices of life that, you know, people were coming out and laughing their behinds off. And, you know, of course, they would give them some music and, you know, send them home. So it was fun, man. And like I said, one day I hope to open up soon the Broadway thing, because Stephanie brought me out on Broadway, Stephanie Mills, when I was, you know, a budding artist, and did a play on Broadway back then, which was a lot of fun. And, we, you know, one day I want to hopefully take it back to Broadway. But for right now, it's music, TV, and we're interested in these, you know, this film that we're trying to develop. So that's what's been keeping me busy.
And talk to us about Too Late.
Too Late is like, again, it was just like time. I couldn't wait for it to come, and we were actually going to release the single, and it was available on iTunes Friday. You're actually going to hear, you know, the build in the country. Hopefully everyone's been gravitating to it. Too Late's like a fusion of, you know, the sound of Christopher Williams, but today, and hoping that, you know, the people that went on the journey with Dreaming and All I See and Promises and, you know, the every little thing you do and the other singles that people love and music that they've gravitated to from my career. We're just hoping that they want to get into this. And the album is actually called Simply Christopher, because that's what we're hoping, that this chapter two, you simply get to see the man, the businessman, the artist, and the performer. And, you know, it's just, this time it's not intellectual property. You know, it's a great time for music and real music. You're seeing a, you know, wide range of young, great talent and some legendary talent, you know, continuing to do what they do, like Charlie Wilson. So it's an exciting time, man. Like I said, and when I say Simply Christopher, when the young lady who said there'll always be a market for me, that was encouraging, because, again, I'm watching some of my brothers doing their thing that I'm excited and proud for, like Anthony Hamilton and Kim and Maxwell and Joe and Music Soul Child, and these guys are carving their sound and their lane. And right, that's what this project is about, Too Late. It's about finally getting to hear who Christopher Williams really is. Not, and again, I'm loving my whole journey, but, you know, when you're involved with record companies, my first record was about the Wrath of Bobby Brown. It was like, how do we make a record like Bobby Brown? Because he's killing the game. And then
right,
Changes was my most expressive record with Uptown, and I was really free to be myself, and I thought that was my greatest CD thus far. But, you know, the business jumped in, and unfortunately me and Andre, and, you know, and even then Andre and Puffy weren't really hitting off, so things didn't work out. But it was a great journey, and I'm happy, blessed, and satisfied about everything that happened. But Too Late is about what's coming, and that it's never too late. You know, my love for music and being an actor and for my people who love my music never dies. And Too Late is just that. It's not too late. It's chapter two. It's my new single. We're excited. I got a Christmas single coming, and we're just looking forward to seeing if people are going to embrace this new Christopher Williams. Not different.
Hey Chris, let's get into it new. Right now. It's available on iTunes. This is Too Late, Christopher Williams. You inside the Social Lab. We'll be right back after this.
Let's do it.
It could be so simple, yet complicated. 1 minute we're in love and then you change up. See, we move off impulse and we go through stages, but that feeling in your heart, you can't tame it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know that's what you really want. You should know better, know better, know better, know better. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know that's what you really want. You should know better, know better, know better. But you keep running, try to hold on to something here today. But too late, too late, too late. Why be so cautious when everything that you want is in your face? Don't let it be. All you want and have it all guaranteed would make anyone mind want to drop to their knees like this is a dream. But you like to go back and forth and do what you please. See, I'm not the one trying to change you. See, I'm just the one here to save you. Girl,
come on, come on, come on,
come on. I know that's what you really want. You should know better, know better, know better, know better. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know that's what you really want. You should know better, know better, know. But you keep running, better hold on to something here today. But too late, too late, love, too late. Why be so cautious when everything that you want is in your face? Don't let it be. All you ever needed was some love, somebody who ain't gon' give you up. And baby, you know that this door's always open.
All you ever needed was someone to show you what you truly were. And baby, I'll be all that you need. Just tell me why you keep running. Better hold on to something here today. Too late, too late, too late. Why be so cautious when everything that you want?
Here in the Social Lab, TM Hana Radio Live. The crew, the team, the network is here. TM Hana, Sage James, Madam CeeLo Boston, your girl Hot Chocolate, and our special guest tonight, up close and personal, with Mr. Christopher Williams, and that is his new forthcoming single called Too Late, which will be out on iTunes on Friday. You said, is that right?
Yes, it was released Friday, so it's been out for a couple of days, doing really well, so what everybody likes.
I was the young lady who said that there will always be a market for your music, and I am very appreciative that that touched you. Now, I hope that you'll feel the same way after I ask my next series of questions.
Oh, Lord.
I just wanted to know, being a fan both of yours musically and of your acting career, the brief stint that you had on the Atlanta Housewives, I was more disturbed not by what I guess was perceived to have happened. I think I was more disturbed by the way people took it and ran with it and tried to turn it into something else. Because being, you know, a part of the industry, we know reality television is spun for ratings. It's, you know, edited for a specific purpose. And I just didn't like what they were trying to turn Christopher Williams, the person, into. Like, it was just so ugly to me. And for that and a lot of other reasons, but specifically that, I stopped watching. So...
Well, I mean, first of all, we got to look at it like this is, you know, this is the day and age when it is ratings. They have a lot of people who watch their show for whatever reason. It's entertainment to some people. It's life to some people. Whatever it is, but everyone's free choice. And again, it was my free choice, honestly, to go on there. You know, I know Peter and Cynthia, and I knew Nene because I had actually done a play. One of my plays that I had done was with Nene Leakes. And that play actually didn't run for long because it just didn't have the right components and it wasn't the right script. But we both had a lot of fun. It was a pleasant experience. And we stayed friends, me, her, and Greg. We actually went and did the Essence Fest right after the play 2 years ago. So fast forward, and Peter says, we're doing this anniversary thing. You guys are in Atlanta. Why don't you come on the show and sing an anniversary song to me? I said, okay, cool. That would be great. They loved the anniversary song. They said, why don't you guys come back tomorrow? We'll do some pickups and start a conversation. So the conversation led to them coming and saying, okay, we want to really put you on the show. But they were really coming to my wife, Natalie. They were kind of more so leaning towards coming to her because the show is about housewives, even though most of them aren't housewives, which is, you know, I don't understand that. But okay, so, and a year before that, Kenya had actually, because I had also done a play with Kenya Moore, another play that was the same play that I actually mentioned with Lisa Ray and Clifton Powell and Malik Yoba, which was Gospel, Lies, and Secrets, which ran actually for a good while, almost close to a year. It wasn't a super long run, but we had a nice little run. It was a cool play. It was a pleasant experience. Kenya had asked me and one of my other buddies from L.A. Law, Henry Simmons. She wanted Henry to come play her husband on the show, and then she had asked me to do it, and the money wasn't right, and some things didn't work out. So I said no. So I guess when we showed up on the show, it kind of nudged her, and her character is to be the fire starter. So, you know, she started a fire, and people ran with it. They kind of wanted me to beat up the guy in the TLC pajamas, but that's not, you know, first of all, that's not really me. I don't really know Brandon. I guess I found out the guy's name after the fact, but
yeah.
I'm sure he's a cool guy. He was just there trying to help Kenya, as people misinterpreted me attacking Kenya. I just wasn't going to let Kenya attack my wife. I mean, I don't care who you are. I mean, it's one thing being an entertainer, but, you know, she's always, and again, we're not even really built for that. I'm an entertainer. I knew what it was, and I knew how to diffuse it. And I was like, okay, just like Jesus, they talked about him. I'm going to let him go ahead and hurl these stones because, again, I don't mind being first to be last, but I will be last to be first.
Right.
Really in life or as an artist, I'm from the Bronx. I won't start it. I'm a calm, cool dude, but I will end it. Or you'll have to end it.
Yeah, see?
Dig it. Now, I got a question for you, bruh. I grew up in Mount Vernon, not too far from the Bronx or whatever. That's Bronx North. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell people. They're thinking I'm up by Poughkeepsie or Albany or something like that, but anyway, I grew up there in Mount Vernon, so you know we knew about Albie Shore and everything like that. I was wondering how come you two like never like did like a collab or something like that? Because y'all were both like kind of you know talking the same language when it came to music, and you know had not a
you
similar
know, you
sound.
You know, funny bro,
but, what's that?
We always wanted to, and it was always you know business, man. It's funny, like you know. This business is a wonderful, amazing business. But, you know, when you start maturing in it, you get to a certain age, you realize the bureaucracy that's involved in business. And you got to make it coagulate to fit your personality. You know what
right.
I mean? And I think for both of us, me and Al, he was doing his thing. We always support each other. We always wanted to, but it just didn't kind of work out. And now he's kind of leaning
right.
towards radio like Keith Sweat is, even though Keith does both.
Yeah.
You know, we still do a lot of shows together, so it's always cool to hook up. Actually, we have a show Halloween night, me, him, Alexander O'Neill, and Horace Brown.
Nice.
And Case.
Oh, okay.
More Mount Vernon right there. I see you.
So it's a cool
show. You got a crazy all-star lineup. All the names have just been named, like, over the past 5-10 minutes. Is like icons in the game right now, man.
Yeah.
Hats off to you for being able to rub shoulders or rub elbows, however the saying goes, with these, you know, top flight folks, man. You know what I mean? Just, you know, hats off to you for that, man. Word.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, thank you, man. I mean,
who's in the whip when you're actually driving? You named some dope artists. You know, who do you actually listen to?
Ooh, right now? I'm still listening to Damian Marley. The R&B stuff I'm listening to right now, I ain't gonna lie, man. I love Jasmine Sullivan. I'm like her groupie.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, she is dope.
She's a beast. And, you know, I always love my girl, Layla Holloway. She got the new single, Angel. She redid Anita's joint. I love that. So I'm kind of listening to that right now, and I always, like I said, I'm always vibing on a lot of the younger, you know, cats, especially when I'm creating. I don't focus on it, but I listen to what they're doing because I kind of don't, again, I don't want to collide. I try, especially right now at this phase in my life, it doesn't make sense for me to come back after all this time if I'm not going to be Simply Chris, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I'm hoping that being myself is cool enough to just rock out, and we're going to try to do another 10 years, and then I'm going to sit down and put on a tux and go sing in Vegas somewhere and be Johnny Mathis and Nat King Cole. But
can you start your Vegas stint in December for my birthday, please? That would be fantastic.
Yeah, like 15 years from now. Like 15 years from now, we're going to meet.
Oh, snap.
Hey, it's a date.
She'll be there.
It's a date.
Oh, book it.
I'll be there.
Book it, son. She'll be there. Book it.
Sure will.
Hey,
it is, man. It's an incredible. Like you mentioned.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, because you had mentioned Mount Vernon, man. Mount Vernon was like, you know, part of my childhood, man. It is the Bronx. I mean, we always have these dividing lines, but, you know, it's all good. It lets people rep their hood or whatever. But Third Street Park was part of, you know, me growing up, Tootie Grill.
What you know about that? What you know about that, dude?
Yeah. I don't know all about that.
You called
me about
the road right
Avenue.
There.
I know
okay,
about
Grammys. Yeah. Yo, son,
Avenue.
I go right over on Grammys Avenue. Right on the other side of that, right there in the plaza, man. Third Ave, right there. That's
Listen,
where I grew up at.
My wheels have hit those corners many a night.
I already know. If you was on Grammys, you had to go through the plaza. I already know what time it is, man. I already know what it is.
So
but, yo,
Chad,
we're going to take
and
a
like
break
you said,
real quick.
A lot of legends out of Mount Vernon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have made
Money.
Money. A lot of people Money. Don't realize how large Hev made it for us out there. Man, my childhood was popping on the strength of Hev, straight up.
Okay.
Straight up. But, yo, check it out right now. 9:29 right now. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back into what my childhood mate reminds me of when it comes to the name Christopher Williams. We're going to get into that on Dreaming Joint real quick. Come right back. We're going to take care of business on the other side of things. Man. Team Hammer Radio, we'll be right back, y'all.
Sing it. Come with me. I'm dreaming.
Christopher Williams throwback of Dreaming. Yo, and if y'all want to hear my rendition of it, I did it last Friday.
No thanks.
At the end of the show. My rendition, y'all can check it out. Go, you know,
no,
check out Friday's show.
That's okay.
Hey,
it's Monday, Wednesday.
Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, Mr. Williams, we appreciate you for hanging out tonight, man. You know,
no problem, man.
Your I think influence on American music is real at the end of the day. So
yeah.
We definitely welcome you back with your joint. Hey, go download it right now. It's available iTunes. It's called Too Late. This is one thing I'll ask you as we depart. What feedback do you have for young artists as somebody who, you know, has kind of seen it all, you kind of grew up in the game, if you will. What feedback do you have for young artists trying to break in the game today?
Well, with computers, I mean, you have the world virally at you, but, you know, you don't want to be just a viral market. You want to be true to yourself, your art. Study the music for real. You can learn to play and write and do all the things you can, engineer, whatever you got to do, whatever you can consume. But you got to love it. You know, you got to really, really love it. Like, somebody can't wake you up and say, hey, you got to do this. You got to love it. Like, you have to call you like a relationship, like any relationship that you love. And in today's time, don't be afraid to put a plan together and seek investment, finances, and then do your research to find out who are the experts in these areas of marketing, promotion, radio, the areas you need in order to bring your brand to another level. People who can get your brand with other major brands, cross brands, and get you from being unknown to being known. And, you know, and also other areas like management, the areas and places where people can help further your career. And with the computer, there's just so many ways to do that. On IMDb, you can Google, I mean, from American Idol to all these different, The Voice. So there's a way to do it, you know what I mean? And we've seen the results of, we have new American idols, like my girl Fantasia, who's an amazing phenomenon. And, you know, Tasia continues to break ground and continue her career, and it's formed from a new wave way of music breaking. So that's what I would say. You know, you got to really be dogmatic and stick to it. And in today's world, if you can find a way to have your own autonomy, meaning your own money, and you can find out all information, you can really take a great shot at ownership and really having a part in your career. If people say, well, hey, you can't be done, ask Ryan Leslie and Taylor Swift, can it be done?
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard it from Kareem Akbar. You just heard it yourself.
Yes.
Mr. Williams, we appreciate
it.
Hey,
yo, if y'all want to check me out, too, if you want to follow me, I appreciate y'all, too. I just want to shout out my official CW.com webpage is up. We're still building, but it's officially up with the last Friday with the iTunes, or you can follow me on Instagram, Christopher Williams_BX, like the Bronx, or Real Man King CW on Twitter. Yeah, BX.
I'm about to follow you right now.
And much love out there. I'm glad that, you know, that I'm glad the network had me on tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, we appreciate you. Come back anytime, brother. Christopher,
yes.
Let's roll this joint one more time. Download it right now. It's called Too Late. What'd you say, Chris?
I said, go get it. Like my man said, go get it, support it, call your radio, call your DJ, call your friend, play it in
let's
the crib.
It.
Just do it.
Well, we're definitely going to play it.
Here it is. Right, here it is. Christopher Williams, Too Late. We'll be right back.
It could be so simple, yet complicated. Just 1 minute we're in love and then you change love. See, we move off impulse and we go through stages. That feeling in your heart, you can't tame it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know just what you really want. You should know better, know better, know better, know better. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know just what you really want. You should know better, know better, know better. But you keep running, try to hold on to something. When everything that you want is in your face, don't let it be. Don't let it be. To get all you want and have it all guaranteed would make anyone mind want to drop to their knees like this is a dream. But you like to go back and forth and do what you please. See, I'm not the one trying to change it. See, I'm just the one here to save you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know just what you really want. You should know better, know better, know better, know better. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know just what you really want. You should know better,
no better, no. But you keep running, better hold on to something here today. But too late, love, too late. Why be so cautious when everything that you want is in your face? Don't let it be. All you ever needed was some love, somebody who ain't gonna give you up. And baby, you know that this door's always open. All you ever needed was someone to show you what you truly were. And baby, I'll be all that you need. Just tell me why you keep running. Better hold on to something here today. When everything that you want is in your face, don't let it be. Don't let it be.
Yeah, don't let it be too late, son.
I see the video in my head.
I don't. But I mean, you know, it's all good. That's all I'm saying, man. It's hometown love, B. I'm trying to tell cats, man. Mount Vernon, we Bronx Northeast, man. Like, don't really. Get your geography lessons right. Hey, he said
it's gone now.
So what? The vibe is still here, man.
Now you by yourself again.
I don't care. I'm always in the New York state of mind. No matter where I go, I'm always in New York, son. Always.
I love you.
Anyway.
And we all
we want to thank Christopher Williams for stopping through and chilling with us and chopping it up and giving us, you know, the latest updates and the genealogy of his thespian lifestyle that he lives right now, that he's been leading. And, you know, shout out to your brother, man.
Of his thespian,
you know,
lifestyle.
Wow. Thespian, man. Yeah,
yes, man.
He is. He's
right.
He's an artist, man. Thespian. He's an actor. He's no stage.
The vocab words. The vocab, you know.
That's what I do. I mean, that's what I do, man. I have proper elocution. I have proper elocution of my vernacular. Proper.
Yeah. Go ahead, boo.
It's in place.
Why?
Yeah, wow. Do it, brother.
Get your dictionary, man. Get your dictionary.
ABCDAS. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I'm in that mood right now. Get your dictionary. Okay. I'm in the mood. Okay. Anyway.
Go.
Hey. I do what I can.
Hey, listen. We cannot end this show tonight without talking about this ridiculous situation.
Thank you, Jesus. The feds
then got involved in, where this young girl got slammed around like a rat.
He's out again, bro.
What
you hear us?
And slid across the floor.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, okay. So how did y'all feel about that?
So this is the question. Now, I mean, because we know that, you know, our kids can be very unruly.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, right?
Yeah.
But my question is, in a schoolhouse, why is a resource officer even in the classroom? Well, I mean, what has education come to where we have to have police in our classroom? Are you serious? I don't care what a child does. It's still a child in a schoolhouse.
Yeah.
They've been making a correlation as of recent of the school-to-prison mentality for a little while. They've been starting to raise a stink about it, and they've been making a correlation about how, you know, you got to walk in single file lines. You got to can't be talking. Got to be
like
quiet.
It is.
It's like you know what I'm saying? You got to eat when they say to eat. You play when they say to play. You know what I'm saying? So what they're saying is a lot of the whole school-to-prison mentality that they got going on with that, and there's more and more evidence piling up to support that theory.
But do
and
you
it's,
think
it's,
the
it's
officer
disturbing.
Was right or wrong? Save. In the midst
never.
Of all
he was never. He was never
was
right.
Was
there's
the
nothing,
right or wrong?
There's nothing right about that situation. I don't care if he called your mother, you know what I'm saying, a piece of snake dung.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
but okay.
There's no justification in that. No justification in that.
No justification,
whatsoever.
However, and I know y'all going to get mad at me, but I'm
okay,
good.
Okay, Raven Simone. Chill out, Raven Simone.
Whatever. My name is Madam Boston, okay?
Chill
and
out, Don Lemon, Raven Simone.
Whatever. That whole situation could have been avoided.
I don't disagree.
And I'm not, right. now, at the same time, I'm not condoning By no means am I condoning the way that the resource officer handled it, not condoning that. What I'm looking at is the fact that the teacher asked the girl to get off the phone, which she wasn't supposed to be on the phone in the first place, right? Asked her to get off the phone, she wouldn't get off the phone. He asked her to leave the room then. She didn't want to leave the room. Hold on, listen. Okay, how about this? What would have been his next step? Say the research officer wasn't there.
Call her mother.
Okay, mother
can
come to
her mother can come drag her.
Okay, how about this? How about the mother can't come? So y'all going to have to deal with it. So then what?
Call the police.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? The thing is, other recourse could there have been? I'm not saying that he was right in
how he handled her.
Her.
You asked, what was the other recourse? Because you just said it could have been avoided. I don't think any of us disagree that it could have been avoided. The question is, was it right? So this is the other recourse for me, because my question goes back to, why is the police officer in our classrooms? There are other teachers who are able to manage the temperament of students. There are some teachers that rise students' temperature levels. There are other teachers that are able to bring them down. I mean, come on. That you're pulling the teacher out of the room, but they could have went and got another teacher that she would have responded differently to. Not go get a wrestler, you know, to come handle a student who happens to be
first of all. But then my thing is this: had that child been taught at home how to respect her authority figures and respect her, because if she would have respected herself, she would have got up and left, got the hell out. I was a bad kid. But I'm trying to get the hell out of there.
You still
what?
A bad kid, damn it. You still
so,
a bad kid.
But I know I respect myself. Look, I respect myself and others around me, though.
Let me
know
about
this.
Let
you
me
ask
what
else
quick.
Could he have done? He didn't try anything else. He straight drug her. So there's no middle ground or middle road to what else could he have done, because he just went to the extreme.
There
he
is a middle way.
Zero to 100. See, this is my thing. The fact that the teacher asked.
Hey, CeeLo, Sadie's trying to jump in for a minute.
I worked in schools specifically designed for the quote unquote at risk or the kids that don't respect authority.
Behavioral.
We
had.
All right, listen. They gave us a 3-day training on how to restrain children or, you know, young adults that do not follow the rules after the proper prompting. How to restrain them to not harm them, but to gain control of the situation if, in fact, that needed to take place. And only
did it involve dragging anyone across the
floor? It did not involve dragging anybody anywhere. This police officer, I know as a fact, is trained to restrain unharmfully. That has to be part of their training. And even if it wasn't, there is no reason for that level of aggression. It did not warrant.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying to you, Boston, is the fact that, yes, we understand it could have been avoided, but at the end of the day, if it had to get to a physical removal, it did not have to go to that level. There is training put in place for teachers, let alone the quote unquote security staff or the enforcers of the school that are put in place in order to restrain the kids in a safe manner, but so that they gain control of the situation, because I took that training for two different schools that I worked in. So I know as a fact that there was another way that could have been handled without having to go there. I promise you.
You can't keep my kids. Nope.
Well, look, I beat kids. Oh, look,
nope.
I beat kids.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
That
hey,
ass and thighs is mine.
Go
I'm going to tell you right now.
Don't ask CeeLo to watch your kids, America. Don't ask her to watch your kids.
They already know. They already know.
Nope. You can't fight my kids. Nope.
I'm a halfway. What do you mean I can't
fight? Shabba. Indiana. S and an A, double B, and an A, R, A, Ken, A, F. Always the best.
Fly the flag.
ASAP mob.
Always.
Do the jump, flank the flag.
Yeah, fly the flag.
Lot of mercy.
Fly the flag.
People. See my name a little louder. Hello, up my name, you can rip up the crowd. Three, three time for me on the crowd. Shabba, 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 shabba. Oh man, say that little louder. Hello, up my name, you can rip up the crowd. Three, three time for me on the crowd. Shabba, shabba, shabba. Hey, hello, up my name, come to my name. Call out my name, call out my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Say your body want shabba, not the same. People, hello, up my name, come to my name. Call out my name, call out my name. Now stop until it reach all of fame. Anytime. I'm a great player. I mean, they may need a true cold placer. Turn on believer, he not believer. Come code a paper, follow the procedure. Me no rocking but follow the leader. Head that go jump off a fool, them shoulder. Chop off them head with me cleaver. From Jamaica right back to Geneva. Shabba ranking a true cold pleaser. Shabba rank,
shabba rank, shabba rank. Eight gold rings like I'm a shabba rank. Four gold chains like I'm a shabba rank.
I'ma get the bread while I'm breathing. I'm the rookie of the year, and you better believe it. I be barking like a Q, like a bird collision. Like a pedigree.
Need another plug and a quick trip. Quick John, nigga, had that made that money backflip. I'm trapping with accuracy. Accuracy. Go on my toilet like masterpiece. Lil' mama, she drunk off a daiquiri. Shabba rank my pinky finger, please.
Shabba.
You mad cause you working at Mickey D. Your nigga, I'm flexing like Hercules.
Flex, flex.
You can take her to the movie and go watch the film. ASAP Bird, front me a pelican.
Link, link, link.
That's my medicine.
Link.
Quavo, old man, it's Sega Genesis.
Take off, got tingo ring. Bling, 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 bling. Been trying to take my ring. Gun go bang. Pew. Cast out on a jeweler.
King.
Got a feeling like Martin Luther King. I had a dream, had a dream.
If it's, I only sip if he near with the beam, I extend in my clip. If I see the police, grab my chisel and I deal.
Twirl.
My fingers, we feeling the arenas. I figured that Hannah Montana in real. I feel like that Keisha K. Yard, that double AK-47s, they aim at your lip.
Did you bitch in this? It's ridiculous.
Look,
Shabba.
You get it straight, you can never f*** with my click, boy. I'll quick hit you with a drop kick, jaw. Bone break, you can see the way the clock tick tock tick. Funny rolling, dress up, boy. Bust round back up in the cockpit, spit toxic. Always give it fuckers hot, boy. You can see me shine until it's sick, sick, sick. And he really wanna slump, boy.
So much jury, nigga, looking priceless out here.
A lot of rappers looking lifeless out here. Kill him till they say him, nigga, trifling out here.
Hey, you can let him talk, you know who the nicest out here.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Bite those, you better get low when you hear the shot, boss. Every time I come, you know I'm body fully.
Ooh.
Godfather with it while I
learn a little rookie. And I'm digging in your shorty, though what kind of bushy. And on the low Versace logo on the hoodie.
Yeah, yeah, horn blowing.
Let it go, you already know what's really goody.
Goody,
goody. Like I'm some kind of cancer.
Bag your boys, now she my private dancer. I don't understand why I feel like they have to ask who the God is when you know what's the answer. Choke hold till they be calling me strangler. $100 million safe behind the plasma.
Okay. Pop up with it till they spreading propaganda.
I went to tech talk and we pop your man up on my shop. Shabba ranks on my shop. Shabba ranks, ranks.
Getting so much money. It's like I just rob a bank.
Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks.
John, know about that?
Shabba.
I like that song.
9:53 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Harmony Radio, Live Your Girl, Hot Chaka, Stave James, Madam Sebo, Boston, and the General. Once again, we want to thank our special guest, Christopher Williams, for joining us. And that single, Too Late Again, was just released last Friday on iTunes. Go get that, download
it,
pick it up, buy it,
go get
stream it, Google
it.
You or
replay our show about four times a day so you can listen to it.
There you go. There you go.
You can listen to it eight times a day.
I mean, hey,
you
I'm sorry.
Four times.
My ankle's sweating.
Right.
I told you, I'm distracted.
Who cares? Your ankle's sweating. Yo, can I say something real quick before the show, before we get off the show? Yo, you know what song I listened to the other day and realized it was a really dumbass song?
Oh, God.
That 7-Eleven joint Beyonce did.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't know that?
It's
that,
no,
yeah.
I really do. I really just listened to
the
lyrics. I listened
that's,
to it. I never. I was only.
That was just a dance song.
Yeah,
that was a
was
girl
watching,
act dance stupid song.
I was only watching the video because there was a lot of ass in the video.
Oh, my
but,
gosh.
But listen,
wasn't that
I don't,
ass
and
in
I don't.
The video? But
I don't want the beehive to come for me. I do not want the beehive to come for me. But the rumor on the street is that she wrote it herself. That's why the lyrics.
Oh, word. That's what she got. That's the best she got. That's the best she
I
got.
I don't want to gossip. You ain't heard it from me.
You ain't heard it from you?
Keep your fingers to yourself because I don't want it.
That is a dumb ass song. I'm standing
really
there with
is.
My hands up. My hands up. I'm standing there with my leg up. My foot up. My foot up.
Hey, doing the hokey pokey the whole nine.
Son,
yeah, she did it.
I'm like, yo, what, like, yo, B, you lost right there.
And guess what?
Alcohol.
They
don't
bought it, and
alcohol.
The video has millions of hits.
No, I'm not. I ain't mad at
you
the
know?
Video. Whoever said I'm mad at that, I'm never mad at the video. The video's what it is.
That's
what
saves it. Let me jump in here at the opposite end of the dumbass song. Hey, listen, you have a chance to pick up this the last pieces of the presidential Republican debate, folks, on MSNBC. Listen, this is what I'm surprised by. Ben Carson has come out of nowhere, and now he's ahead of Donald Trump in some of the key states.
Clean, right?
This election is something serious to look forward to, folks. Hillary Clinton looks like she got it. Vice President
Uncle
decided not to do it. Old Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Joe.
Not
Uncle Joe.
Yeah, he decided. Uncle Vice President, you know. I just
Uncle
don't
Vice.
Think he had it. Yeah, Uncle Vice President.
There's a lot of coonery going on out there, though, B.
Yes.
Seen Ben
okay.
Carson and who's the Anthony Mackie dude? He's becoming more
Maceo.
Of a coon to me. I'm sorry.
Did you say Maceo?
Rubio?
No, I was asking him, what did he say? I said
Maceo. No, Anthony Mackie. I said Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie.
Oh. What,
the
no,
dude
what
that
him?
Played the dude that played Tupac in the Notorious movie, and he's the Winter Soldier, Captain
yeah.
America, him.
Yeah.
He's becoming more of a coon to me. I'm starting to hear a lot of his stuff coming out, a lot more that's, you know, real coonish. Him, Raven Simone, you know what I'm saying? Real coon stuff right there, man. It's like, you know, hey, that's your position. Y'all stand by it. Hey, that's your opinion. Everybody's opinion is like
one.
A butthole.
We all have one,
we
right?
We all have one in the stinks. Everybody's opinion is like a butthole. We all have one in the stinks.
And we also all have mouths. I mean, like, really. There's other holes we have alike.
Hey, why you gotta parallel
really?
A butthole with a mouth? Like,
but
I didn't compare it.
Speaking of, like, butthole, I saw a story that kind of embarrassing... but at the same time, just awkward. What is Amari's last name? The actor that
Hardwick.
Hardwick responding. We saw this story last year, but it has come back around again because he had some real choice words for people who's calling his wife ugly. His wife has a very interesting looking.
So she's ugly.
Her physiognomy is creative. That is what I would say. So he got something to say to you, Save, and others like you. Who
I didn't see her. I saw the story. I didn't see her yet. And I ain't going to call
Stop
his wife ugly.
Well, I saw her.
She used to be a running back for the University of Georgia.
You know
what?
I'm going to set out right now.
He got a low center of gravity. He knows how to move. So I'm...
Friday 9 p.m. inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, thanks for rocking.
Yeah.
Pick up the 2 Hours Entertainment, Ray Blanco, and that whole Harlem World team. Big up, New York. We appreciate that crew out there. Up close and personal for Williams tonight. Thanks, Mr. Williams, for hanging out. Hey, download Too Late on iTunes. It's available right now. I think he said follow him at CW.com.
That's
his new
Williams_BX on Instagram, like I just did.
get it, boo.
You know, you want it.
Listen,
you
I'm trying to get my date in 15 years in Vegas.
Yes.
I'm trying to get him to sing happy birthday to me.
Hey, take us up out of here. We'll see you all Friday night. Thanks for having
whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all Friday.
Common Radio.
Yo, man, the Ravens and the Redskins cheerleaders was at LA Fitness tonight. Ravens cheerleaders look better.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They look better. Sorry. Show
good night.
Them. Holla at y'all. Peace.